This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Have you ever been hit by an object at a sporting event, or been with somebody who did, or been by a group who did? Now, I know he was obviously on the field, and so it's sort of different, but plate umpire Joe West in the bottom of the first inning yesterday got busted up after he was hit in the head by Bo Bichette's flying bat. It cut open like just in front of his ear. He was bleeding everywhere. And I was curious,
how did that athletic guy not get out of the way?
Yeah. I mean, it, like,
dang, Mike.
To be fair, it happened like half a millisecond in front of him.
How did this athletic guy not get out of the way? I don't get what saying. It's just like, I was surprised is with his athleticism, he didn't get out of the way.
Sarcasm. So I was curious because you hear about these stories, and we've all been to a lot of sporting events, and I know our listening audience has been a lot of sporting events. I don't know if I can ever recall being even near somebody who got hit by something. Now, the story that I know, because I know it happens, is I have a hockey puck from the 1970s Chicago Blackhawks team because my mom got hit in the head with a hockey puck. Just to show how different life used to be is when she was down and they were going to go take her down to, I don't know, the infirmary or whatever. They go, don't worry, ma'am, we found the hockey puck.
Nice.
And we'll let you have it. So they weren't like, please don't sue us. They were like, don't worry, we found the puck. And so I know it happens, but I don't think I've ever been with a group or seen it actually happen.
Trying to think of, no, I will say one of my favorite things, and Mike, I don't know if you, it made you chuckle when you were on the mound, but the foul ball that goes straight back to the backstop and everybody dives out of the way has always made me laugh because I just feel comfortable, I guess, sitting behind fences so long through, you know, in high school and growing up in middle school and everything. Just I felt comfortable with it, but I laugh all the time when I see people ducking out of the way back there.
On the mound, I don't really notice that too much. What I do notice, which I'm glad they extended the nets, is I was, and most pitchers are, and hitters too, scared to death when a guy is a little late or a little out in front and they smoke a ball into the stands.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a pure act of God that those balls haven't hit more people around baseball throughout the years. I know now for the majority of stadiums that it won't happen anymore. They've extended the nets far enough that it's almost impossible now to get hit by a 105-mile-an-hour line drive when you're about 120 feet away or less. So I'm really happy that that's happened, because that's one of the scariest things when you're on the field, is when you see a line drive go down the kind of third base side or first base side, and you know it's going to go into the stands, where if you were in the stands as a professional baseball player, you would get out of the way of that ball if you didn't have a glove on. And yet people really aren't paying attention, or they think, oh, here comes a ball my way, and then they realize how tough it can be to catch a ball off a bat.
The 940, I watched a lady get hit with a broken bat during a Fort Worth Cats game on 4th of July a few years ago. And then this story is wild.
From had to be more than a few years ago. That place is done.
Well, you know, some people use that as like an expression for however long ago. From the 817, my brother was hit by a bat from Josh Hamilton because he was notorious of letting go of the bat. My brother was so happy he thought he was going to get to keep the bat, only for security to come up 5 minutes later and tell him Josh Hamilton wants that bat back.
Oh.
I would have told them to go to hell. Brother went from so excited to looking like somebody shot his dog.
That's interesting.
But Josh eventually sent security to grab my brother and hooked him up with some signed gear. Okay. Nice.
That's what happened. I was like, man, I'm surprised, because usually if you do like that bat, if it's a hot bat for you and you feel like it's a bat, you like the feel of it and you want that bat back. But usually you will exchange another bat. You'll just go get my other bat, my backup bat that I haven't really used yet, and go give that to the person because I really want that bat back.
That's the Josh Hamilton I know. Kevin, I have two.
Yeah, the first part's the Josh Hamilton
hey,
I know.
Hey, watch out. I have two stories that of football. One of the girls that does camera work for DallasCowboys.com, whenever I was there, that was way back when Parcells was there, I was standing on the sidelines during a game, and she got leveled by a player, and she was standing right next to me. And,
oh, dang.
Like, and she, like, they didn't even help her up. Like, we were helping her up, and she just, you know, the player just got up and ran back onto the field, didn't say sorry or anything, and I was like, dang, I would at least say something, but I understand they're focused and we're kind of in the way. And then remember I worked parabolics for the Delaware against somebody?
Oh, yeah, the FCS.
What does math have to do with this?
FCS National Championship?
Yeah, it was FCS National Championship. Joe Biden showed up because I looked up at the stands and was like,
uh-oh,
man, why is there so much space around that one guy? And then I realized secret the security guards are standing around. And then as Joe Flacco was walking around the field, I was like, oh, wow, that's Joe Flacco. What was my job? Point this big dish at the field and just collect sound? So I'm sitting there watching Joe Flacco walk by, and all of a sudden, players come and level the person standing right next to me.
Oh.
So I just got missed because Joe Flacco had my attention.
Were those the two most famous Joes you saw?
Yes!
At the game.
Those are the two most famous Joes I think I've ever seen.
I was at the Florida
State, Joe McIntyre,
Oklahoma State football game. You know that the one that just got canceled, the Alabama game that just got canceled.
Yeah, the Alabama USC Advocare.
And you know, there's that huge camera that is on like you know, a remote control thing,
yeah,
and
yeah,
the person's in it. But I mean, it's a big thing that they're moving around on the sideline. And somebody didn't know that that thing was moving towards them.
Oh,
and
no.
And ran over that person. That person got taken out on a stretcher. Like, I don't think that was really shown
on
TV.
Oh, my God.
That was the last year of Jameis Winston, because I remember wanting to see Jameis Winston live, and I saw a person get carted off. I saw that person get hit. I'm like, oh, no, like, nobody sees what's happening here. Like, you know, it's like slow motion when you see it happening, but you see nobody sees that it's about to happen. And, yeah, so I saw a person get hit by that kind of moving camera person.
Wow.
And get taken out on a stretcher. And I have no clue what ended up happening to that person. But they probably had a broken back or broken leg.
God.
Corey.
Yeah.
That story's amazing. This story's more lighthearted, and this might be my favorite one so far.
All right.
I actually want to know who this person was. On the 214, I was at the Byron Nelson a few years ago, and a fairly loud group of drinking guys next to me are watching the guy about to drive. One of the balls hits one of the guys straight in the leg, and the ball just comes to a dead stop. They push us back a little further so the golfer has room to hit the golf ball. And finally, the guy that was hit with the ball yells at the golfer, "You hit me with your ball." And the golfer looks at him politely and says, "Drink another beer and you'll be fine." It was awesome.
It's true.
I really
want to
know who that golfer was now.
It really is. It really is true.
The way things are going right now, sounds like it'd be Bryson DeChambeau.
Oh, man.
That is true.
He's after everybody out there.
I wonder, you know, Jeff Kavanaugh was so in love with him for having the same size club for every club. And I know Jeff has, I think, said, "I'm not doing that anymore." I think he wants to get his clubs back to normal people's clubs. And maybe Bryson DeChambeau might do that too here.
Kevin doesn't understand what you're talking about, Mike.
I've heard of that guy.
Oh, no.
From SMU,
about
right? Isn't he an SMU guy?
I was talking about the clubs.
Oh, yeah. Really? No, I didn't understand that other part, but I've heard of that guy that you were talking about.
He became a professional weightlifter during coronavirus.
From the 214, I was at a Brahmas minor league hockey game at Reunion Arena, row 4. Dude behind us got his shin busted open by a puck. And from the 817, you can't sue. It's assumed risk as a spectator. Yeah, I don't know how much that's been challenged, especially since you don't sign anything. I know they put it on the back of the ticket to try to get out of it, but I don't don't know if that will absolutely always hold up.
Kevin, from the 903, I was the UTA mascot that got to be at a Cowboys preseason game. I know Reggie's all pumped up. And then Greg Hardy came out after the half and knocked my mascot head sideways.
Oh.
You can't disrespect Blaze like that.
How many people knew? How many people, be honest, knew that was the name of the mascot before he said that?
I didn't even know, and I graduated UTA.
Oh, man. From the 682.
I thought it was Maverick.
My daughter got hit in the face with a soccer ball at an LA Galaxy game. Her dad played minor league baseball, and after the game, she got the We Are Sorry swag bag. Do they just have that ready? They're like, if a fan gets hurt, here's the swag bag that you hand out.
I mean,
they
it's soccer.
Might.
Yeah.
I think so. Yeah, like you get hit by a foul ball. We don't know that as players, but I bet, yeah, their PR staff and everybody's like, hey, if they get hit, here's what they get if they're a little bit sore. Hey, there's a new text in from a 214, and it's a guy, and he says that he was at a Dallas Cowboy football game, and he was getting ready for an onside kick, and he had the play all drawn up, and then Greg Hardy took his clipboard and slapped it down and started cussing at him.
I have a feeling we didn't actually get a text about that.
Oh, Jason Garrett.
I don't want to rule out that Jason Garrett listens to the show. I cannot confirm nor deny.
So somebody on the twitch.tv/DallasFanCam was talking about too many wrecks at TSM at turn one when the track was new. Every driver hated Texas till they fixed it. I remember being at Texas at the Devil's Bowl Speedway when I was a kid, and this is like just kind of shocked me into remembering this, and I was down at the very front, and a wreck happened, and one of the tires was flying at me.
Oh,
and
dip.
Fortunately, not, like, Mike, this was the situation where I was behind the fence, but I saw a tire coming at me, and I didn't know what to do,
God.
And so I just dove out of the way, but the fence stopped it, so it was okay. I also hit a friend once with a baseball bat in the head.
What?
Yeah, so it was like it was just after coach pitch when we started doing our own pitching and everything, and my friend scored, and we'd just taken the lead in the game, and everybody was kind of clustering around, and I was up next, and we were kind of on a roll, and I took a practice swing, and he had taken his helmet off right as he walked behind me, and I didn't see him behind me, and it busted him in the head, and he had to go to the emergency room.
Oh, my sweet Jesus.
We gave him the game ball, though.
Well, that's nice. God. From the 214, my aunt got hit in the face with a puck at a Stars game, pushed all four of her front teeth on top and bottom, almost out of her head. And Kevin, she got to keep the puck as well. Oh, that's nice. From the 972, I got hit in the arm by a Mazzara foul ball, and my beep beep friend grabbed the ball before I could, and she kept it. Dang, man. I had distinguished lace marks in my arm.
Oh, my goodness.
I would take that back. From the 832, Kevin, this person is a Yankees fan, but they were wearing a Rangers hat and shirt, and they got hit by beer at Fenway Park. I hate Boston. Remember when the Toronto fans threw beer on that baby?
What?
So, you remember that, man?
Yeah.
People are animals in Toronto.
Speaking of animals, this might be my favorite text that we've gotten, assuming that you consider like bird watching a sport. From the 817, they got pooped on by a bird at the Dallas World Aquarium and got a shirt that said, I was hit.
Oh!
That's incredible.
Would that be worth it? If they did not sell that shirt, would it be worth it? The only way you could legitimately get it is by getting pooped on by a bird.
My friend went to a comedy show and was hit by a piece of watermelon.
Okay. Oh, come on, Mike. That was for you.
Your friend did not go to a Gallagher show. We had a really lengthy off-air continuation of that Gallagher conversation about why he's funny. And
can
I was like, I don't know.
Today? Like, I know Lucius makes fun of my jokes that they're horrible, but could you imagine if I was like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm just going to smash fruit. And that worked out. Like, I became famous for like, hey, come see Mike Bassick, the comedian. He has no jokes, but he does have a hammer.
Does he never tell any jokes?
He does tell jokes. He's really funny. But then the highlight of the night is smashing a watermelon.
I just love the idea of like, hey, Mike, what do you think about the Marlins situation? And Mike just pulls out an orange and just bam.
Yeah.
All right. Maybe Gallagher wasn't as popular as we all thought. I just looked it up. His net worth is a disappointing $200,000. So
what?
I don't know.
Comedy wasn't paying back then, dude.
I guess it really wasn't. We might have to pick this conversation up again at some point. There are so many other people who sent in. From the 817, I was in an FC Dallas game drunk as you know what. And then he said this hoe right in front of us got nailed with a soccer ball in her face. Just to show he doesn't regret it at all, he added LOL on the end of it. So he still thinks that is hilarious.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.